This is Late Night Council, right?
Does he want it big? Like, this is Late Night Council.
What do you want me to do?
This is the world-famous Late Night Council.
It's Wednesday, May the 16th. It's Ask the Pastor, Ring the Reverend Father with the Padre, Dialogue with the Theologian, Push the Parson, Bubble with the Minister, Chat with the Church Guy, Blabber with the Bible Boy, Clergyman Clarification, got the Car Proliferation, this audio congregation of the Gavel Nation, broadcasting from the Tower of Truth on the Chum Market Media Mall in beautiful downtown Ottawa. Did I go through that too fast? Let's go through it a little slower. Welcome to the Ask the Pastor edition of Late Night Council. Now we are open line, open topic, as we always are on Ask the Pastor and Late Night Council, but not until after the 10:30 news. And I want you to know that I have two guests with me tonight. They're going to be with me till 10:30. I'm going to introduce you to them in a second. But they are not going to be choosing my favorite caller tonight. As you know, the last few Wednesday nights, we've been giving away free tickets to see Delirious at Scotiabank Place. Ooh, it's getting closer. 1 week from tonight, they're playing Scotiabank Place. You can get your tickets at capitaltickets.ca. You're going to get four of them tonight, plus a CD-DVD package, Delirious Live at Willow Creek, as part of that package. And that package is going to go, the tickets and the CD-DVD package, it's going to go to my favorite caller tonight. And don't try to win these tickets by sucking up to me. It's not going to happen, okay? It's got to be a good call. It's got to add to the bottom line of the program. You know, people listening got to say, wow, that was a good caller. Okay, that's the criteria, okay? Because I'm the guy that's choosing the ticket winner tonight, okay? And we'll be taking your names and your phone numbers, but we're not taking calls. We're not going on the air with calls until after the 10:30 news, because I got Tony Koppel in studio with me tonight. Now, Tony Koppel, Tony, you are the director for Alpha Canada in this region, right? In Eastern Ontario or Ottawa, what region are you the director of?
John, I got my Delirious tickets.
You got your Delirious tickets, yes, already.
But you're right. I am one of the Alpha advisors here in Ottawa. There are three of us, actually.
So you're one of the three wise men.
You got it.
And wise women. Yeah. So you're the kind of guy that oversees what goes on with Alpha. And if you don't know what Alpha is, we're going to explain it to you in a sec. You've probably driven by a lot of churches, and it's not confined to just one denomination or faith group. It's widespread. It's interfaith. And Alpha is probably the most effective introduction to Christianity that has probably been put together in the last 50 years.
Certainly that's how most people see Alpha, but having run the course many, many times, I find it is incredibly effective at teaching discipleship. It's not just when you first come to Alpha, it's when you bring people back to help on subsequent courses.
How many people
and so
in
on.
Canada, in our country of 31, 32 million, whatever, how many people in Canada have gone through the Alpha course since it started in Canada? When did it start in Canada? The first Alpha course in Canada was when?
About 94.
94, 95. So it's been about 13, 14 years. How
yes.
many people in Canada have gone through the Alpha course?
And there's got to be between around 750,000 now, maybe approaching a million.
So between 750,000 and a million people in Canada. That's almost like, oh boy, that's got to be about 3 or 4% of the entire nation has gone through Alpha. And now, if I had you on just for the sake of talking about Alpha, that'd be good enough. But Alpha, the people that have brought us Alpha, have got something new and fresh now that they're wanting to introduce into Canada. Now, it's been in Canada for a little while now, and you tell us what it is.
Well, people who've done Alpha may have heard Nicky Gumbel talk about his best friend, Nicky Lee.
He talks about the three Nicks.
He does. One of them is Nicky Lee. And Nicky and Scylla Lee are a couple who've been married for 30 years, and it must be 10 years ago now that they started a thing called the Marriage Course. And the concept of this was...
Simple name?
Yeah. And it's the Marriage Course.
It's the Marriage Course.
It's not the Alpha Marriage Course.
Right.
Some people call it the Alpha, but it's the Marriage Course. And it's designed to strengthen marriages. And now, more recently, in the last 2 years, they've started the Marriage Prep Course. So we have two courses.
So a pre-marriage course and a marriage course.
Now, absolutely.
And, I mean, like, our whole society is, you know, very much into marriage, but they're into the romance side. They're into getting the couple together, tying the knot, and then they live happily ever after. There's hardly anything in our society that tells people how to make a marriage work. It's no wonder marriages are falling apart when they adopt all the, you know, the priorities of a culture that doesn't seem to have a hot clue on how to make a marriage work.
Well, marriage is probably one of the most disastrous areas in our society, isn't it? I mean, one in two fails.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, marriage is fundamental to our civilization. Always has been. Our civilization is based on the concept of marriage.
So Alpha is very popular in Canada. A million people have gone through. They love it. I've been a part of Alpha, so I'm very familiar with the material. I know that Alpha wouldn't identify itself with any organization or any program unless it was really good. It really offered some real help to people. And what you're looking for is people that are willing to take a chance on this marriage, of course, to lead it in their faith group, in their church, in their whatever. And there's going to be some type of conference going on in Ottawa to introduce the program to people that would like to take part in it. And it's at Kannada Baptist in June, isn't it? June 23rd?
In fact, Nikki and Scylla are only going to do two of these marriage conferences in Canada.
And these are this conference is for people that want to lead the course, right?
It's a training conference.
Okay.
In the same way that an Alpha conference trains Alpha leaders, the marriage conference trains leaders for the marriage course.
Yeah,
marriage
you don't have to have any degrees in psychology or counseling or pastoral degrees or anything. Just people that, married couples, I guess, is what you're looking for.
Married couples is really good. We do like to have married couples leading the course. I don't know that there are too many courses not being run by married couples. So this conference, we are hoping to attract quite large numbers of married couples who want to run the course.
And it's only being held in Ottawa and Vancouver?
Absolutely.
That's the only two places in Canada in 2007 that they're going to be, and this is not the actual course, this is to get people to train it and to see, hey, wow, this is great, yeah, I could really go for something like this.
Absolutely. Now, we've been running marriage courses here in Ottawa for quite a few years. There's a fair number of people.
But under the radar, though, kind of, right?
Well, I don't know about that. We did the, my wife, Laurie,
I never heard about it, so it must be under the radar. Come on.
You're reading the wrong websites, John.
Now, okay, now, good you bring it up. If anybody wants to know anything more about this marriage course that's being offered to leaders, what's the website they should go to?
Well, go to the Ottawa Alpha site, which is alpha.ncf.ca, and then click on...
alpha.ncf.ca.
And just click on news.
Just click on news. Yeah. alpha.ncf.ca.
Yeah.
Avail yourself to it, folks. If you think that the marriages in your community or the marriages amongst your loved ones need a shot in the arm, this might be just what the doctor ordered. 521-8255. We are not taking your calls until the end of the news hour at 10:30. It's open line, open topic after then. When we come back, I got another guest. Tony's going to stay with us. I got another guest that we're going to talk about. It's something else really cool going on in town, and you'll hear all about it when we're back from this break on Ask the Pastor on Late Night Council. Stay with us.
It's not a sin to miss Ask the Pastor, but we're working on it. This is Late Night Council on 580 CFRA.